Rodney has been good enough to join us, the Gold Coast coach. Welcome to you, Rodney. Great to have you on board. And Jared thinks in time you might be the only big footy club up there. Welcome to you.
Thanks, Dwayne. Hi, Jared. How are you going?
I'm sure you're not basking in their disappointment, but at the same time, it is a hard market.
Yes, it certainly is a hard market. I think any club that is going through them, whatever code it is, I don't think, as you said, I don't think you take any great pleasure in that, because I don't think any code or any club is immune to any sort of controversy. So hopefully that that it can be sorted out for the best both the club and the players involved.
Have you sat down with the players, Rocket, and had a bit of an open forum on this, the revelation of Carmichael Hunt and potentially where it may lead?
Yes, the CEO and the footy manager, Mark Sashcroft, spoke to the players on Monday. Then I had a bit of a chat with them. Then we've met the leadership group as well. More as much as an ongoing education process, I mean, although I think they'll do it very well, the education of all the players involved, what sort of traps are out there in society, and their links, I suppose, to behaviour and the way they're supposed to conduct themselves. But we've had no information that our players have been involved in anything at this stage, and we've asked the players to come forward as well, and they haven't done so. So certainly at this stage, fingers crossed that there's nothing ongoing.
A real challenge, isn't it, for you at the start of an exciting period. It's got the potential to rock the confidence if all of a sudden you've had asked players to come forward, no one has. All of a sudden there is a problem arise with the Queensland Crime and Corruption Committee, I think they're called, or Commission, I should say. Then that's going to be a difficult time for you.
Oh, yeah, I think if anything does come forward. But, I mean, it's all hypothetical at this stage. We've got no information that linking the Suns to any impropriety at this stage. So if that eventually happens, well, we'll cross that bridge when it does. But certainly at this stage, we seem to be okay.
You've been around a while, Rodney, various clubs, some big clubs, some smaller clubs. You've got Nick Malcheski from the Sydney Swans. What's he added in terms of his wealth of experience, especially at a club that has been one of the pace setters in terms of the way they attack the game?
As you would imagine, with a group that's only got 5-6 players above 25 years of age, we're a reasonably quiet group. I suppose a lot of coaches know about their group at all levels. He's added a voice. He's added his ability to be able to educate I suppose challenge teammates, educate them in that way as well. So, he's brought a real wealth of knowledge and experience and a playing ability, but I think this educative ability as well is a real plus for us.
What are you hoping to get out of the NAB Cup? And it's interesting, you've got a vocal president who doesn't hide away from his ambitions for you and for your footy team. And the NAB Cup is an interesting one where results can be interpreted any way you like.
Oh, they can. It's interesting to see most teams that have gone public are starting to probably play, give the younger players a bit more of a go in the first round. So I think because there's no silverware or such attached to it, I don't think every team's actually out to win 3 out of 3. It's more about preparation for the first game. So I think probably in our case, and probably teams are trying to boost membership, maybe results could do. But I think every result is going to be reasons why, depending on where the opposition are at, where you're at in your preparation. So certainly first game will be a little bit undermanned. There's quite a few players that will be available, NAB 2 to NAB 3. But that's okay. We've got quite a few of the players, younger players who haven't played much footy at AFL level, so we'll be able to give them an opportunity to state their claim for round one.
Rocket, how have you coached the change in the prior opportunity rule? I think pretty simply the two examples they showed, Luke Hodge and Angus Monfries, obviously you're just going to have to kick the ball a bit quicker. That's pretty simple. But the one like Robert Murphy and the Sydney Swans player who took the ball two steps away from an oncoming player.
I think it's Dane Rampey, wasn't it, that one?
Dane Rampey, yeah.
Yep.
That to me, particularly the Robert Murphy one, the only way I see that he could have not been tackled with the ball was not to take the ball.
Yeah, the Rob Murphy one was right on the line, isn't it? And even then, he probably wasn't tackled, I don't know, not correct or not afraid, but probably long enough. He was probably retarded a little bit.
He was hit more than tackled.
Yeah, so I think in that case, if he'd been tackled properly, I'd probably under the new rule, it's okay. I think once you take a side step, and I think the Rampy one was tough on him, but I've got no problem with that. I think the Will Lank, there was a Will Langford one against Frio, which was very similar, took one step in a lot of congestion, sideways, and then got tackled. So they're saying if you try to evade or you take your line off, you know, off the ball, and then, in other words, you're trying to get away from somebody that that's up to you to dispose of the ball correctly. I've got no problem with that.
So if you take the ball, you've only got two steps, and you know you're going to be tackled, essentially you've just got to handball the ball up in the air.
Or handball the ball forward or kick it quickly. I mean, probably nowadays a lot of blokes kick the ball quickly, Jared, so it's about being able to... I don't know if it's going to count the steps, but just having enough time, you go on a straight line. But once, you know, you've got to take first option, don't you? And a lot of coaches coach players to take first option, especially in congestion. If you're in congestion, if you're trying to think you can get your way through it, well, I think all the best. You know, you've got to be able to get rid of the ball quickly, be able to handball quickly, kick the ball quickly, especially from stoppage. So that'll add an interesting dynamic to the game, I think.
Rodney, great to have you. Well, I think Jared's going to throw the same question at Brett Deledio after this break. We thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.